What's up, fam? I'm Ryan Milton from Team Flex. You're on my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, this is a podcast where really I talk about whatever is on my mind, hopefully with the goal and the aim that you're going to get something out of it out there to help you get further with your goals, health and fitness goals, and goals in life in general. We talk about a lot of different stuff, and a lot of people like it. So if you do get anything out of it, and I'm fucking stuttering over here, if you do get anything out of it, please do me a favor and just share it. That's all that I ask, all right? Put it on your story, tag at Team Flex. Help me spread the word. Help more people learn more things. That's what we do. Thank you for listening to Rye Rant. Whoever is walking around humming that shit, because I will be for like the next probably 3-4 days every time I record this, you know? Oh, man. All right. So today I want to get right to it, as I always do. You know, the goal is always to give you the information, hit you kind of in the face with it, you know, cut the fucking fluff off the shit and give you the stuff that's going to get you where, you know, I want you to be, where you want to be, right? That's the goal. So let's dig right on in then. Today I want to talk about something that's pretty interesting in life, and I've seen it creep up more and more this year, you know, amongst this pandemic and amongst all this other shit going on, but really I've seen it forever. Okay, so being in my life in general, I've seen many different types of people go through all different kinds of things, and this is because of my career, you know, where I've worked with so many people over the years, thousands and thousands of people I've coached in my own business, but it's also the career path I chose in general far before my own business, you know, where I was working at gyms and I was a trainer in gyms and I worked the front desk and I knew all kinds of different people in general. I mean, I can't even imagine the thousands and thousands and thousands of people I know far beyond, you know, just what I have worked with in my time as a trainer, but just in this industry in general, right? And then there's the whole business side, and I'm just getting way too much into all this, but basically I know a lot of fucking people that have had a lot of different fucking goals, all right? And that's likely you out there, one of you, all of you, every single fucking one of you has some type of goal, whether you're actually making progress towards it or not. And here's the funny thing about achieving goals, ladies and gents, is when you go into the arena that is life and you're trying to achieve a goal, you're trying to push your limits, you're trying to push your boundaries, you will become a little bitch. Hear what I just said. When you really challenge yourself, when you push yourself, when you go as far as you can, you will become a little bitch. And I'm not being, you know, derogatory in any way. I'm saying that's literally what will happen to you, because basically the instincts will teach you to run. Your instincts will teach you to hide. Your instincts will try to get you to not do what it takes. Your instincts will tell you to find something to blame, some way to make an excuse, some kind of way to do all those things. And that's exactly what it fucking does to you. At the end of the day, you know, people look for all these different reasons for why they're not where they want to be, why they're not getting there faster, why they didn't do this, why this didn't happen. And you know what fucking people do? Unfortunately, they always find something external to blame for an internal motherfucker. Fucking problem. And it disgusts me. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of it. I've encountered this so much in my career, you guys. I can't even tell you. You know, I think back to like the front desk at the gym when I check people in. This is my first job. You know, I always started in this fitness game. People check in, see the same person for a year, always fucking negative, always fucking bitching, always complaining, always saying why they're not where they want to be. They didn't lose weight. They didn't build muscle. They didn't get any fucking further because of X, Y, and motherfucking Z. But the problem is not the fact that people want to come up with something to blame. It's that they don't sit there and they fucking realize they're the only ones to blame. They're always looking at the external, at other things, at other people, at other objects, other fucking, you know, whatever you want to call the blame for why they are where they are, or lack of fucking where they want to be. And the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that is never going to work for you. You're never going to get anywhere, and it's just a fucking sad excuse for you sitting there being a hamster in a motherfucking wheel. Because at the end of the day, ladies and gents, there is nobody to blame. There is nothing you can make an excuse for. There's no one you can say did this. There's no circumstance you can say did that. There's nothing that takes you any fucking place besides your damn self. And if you're not going somewhere, you're not getting there fast enough, you're not where you want to be, don't fucking sit around and blame people. Don't blame circumstances. Don't blame coaches. Don't blame fucking programs. Don't blame diets either. Blame your fucking self. Because that's the only way that you get ahead. That's the only way you get through it. It's the only way that you're going to end up anywhere. You know, the people that fucking come up with the excuses and they come up with the blame and they come up with the idea that they need these different things or this, or they have to wait for this to change, or they have to find that, or they have to try the new program, the new fad diet. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to fucking be doing that shit for the next 10, 12, 15 fucking years. You're going to look back and see, hey, you know what's fucking funny? You know what's funny? You're in the same spot. You're in the same spot. Because that's not what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. It is not the new approach. It is not the new fad diet. It is not the new coach. It is not all these things. And I mean, this is something echoing in my head now because I've really talked about this in many forms so many times on this podcast because it is such a big thing. But especially this year, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. 2020, we saw this in the most way, right? You might say, what way did we really see this? Well, this fucking pandemic, it tested a lot of people. It tested a lot of fucking people, pretty much everyone, let's be honest. And I'm talking about far beyond just fitness goals, goals in life in general. And this year, what I've seen on a grand scale through, you know, just observing, looking at the world, looking at people, looking at businesses, looking at competitors, looking at fitness, looking at all of everything in the world, is that there are people that lost fucking hard. There are people that hit the fucking ground and they're, you know, down and out and beaten and they fucking became negative. They've become, you know, they hate the world. They hate everybody. They hate everything. Blah, blah, blah. You guys know some of those people right now. I guarantee you do. And then there's the people that did whatever the fuck it took to get to the next level. There's those people out there on the same turn of the coin that said, yeah, there's a lot of shit on the fucking platter right now. I'm looking at a lot of shit in front of me, but I'm gonna carve my fucking path. I'm gonna dig my way through it because it's not about how fucking powerful it is or what circumstances I have to face. It's about the persistency and the dedication, and that's what's gonna get me there. And the interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've seen this on a grand scale. We saw those people that came out and they achieved and they did things and they became more and they got through it. Could it have been better? Maybe, but who fucking cares? Because they still did it. And then we see those that complain. We see those that found excuses. We see those that found circumstances to blame, people to blame, things to talk about, all this different shit that in reality is not the answer. The answer is no matter what, you control you. Your results, they're on you. If you get where you want to be, it's on you. If you stay in one fucking spot and turn your wheels, it's on you. If you don't do something, it's on you. If you got an excuse, it's on you. If you achieve a fucking goal, it's on you. If you win your show, it's on you. If you lose that 100 pounds, it's on you. And if you gain 100, it's on you. If you get dead fucking last place in a show, it's on you. If you don't get where you want to fucking be, the only thing you need to eat, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's humble motherfucking pie. At the end of the day, it's all on you. I'm so fucking sick and tired of seeing people complain, seeing people cry, seeing people bitch, seeing people moan because of the way their life is. You didn't put enough in. You didn't do enough work. You keep finding all these different excuses. You keep finding all these different reasons. You keep finding all these different problems. You keep finding fucking whatever it takes to never get that shit fucking done. And I'm so damn sick and tired of seeing it. I want to see people be successful. I want to see you achieve your goals. I want every fucking buddy I know. If you did me wrong, you fucked me over, you did whatever in your life, I don't care. I want to see you all win. I want to see everybody achieve their success. I want to see everybody get to the top of where they are. But the truth is, so many people do not have what it fucking takes because they simply just take the easy way out. They take the excuse. They take the blame. They take whatever it takes to say, okay, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to do something new. I'm going to go a different path. This one's not just fucking working for me. And again, this year, 2020, it took all you out there that got by doing that bullshit, and it put you in the fucking dirt. It put you in a spot that shit won't work. And it took a lot of other people that thought they had their shit together and really tested them and made them find what made them even better, made them find what took them to the next level. And these are two different types of people that are actually not two different types of people. These are two different types of mindsets. And if you all adapt the mindset, bring it into your life and say, you know what? It is true. I gotta fucking sit here and I gotta realize it's all on me. It is all on you. You can't blame anything. At the end of the day, sit down with all your fucking list of excuses, and none of them will be the reason you are where you are. If you want to get where you want to be, you want to go further, you want to do more, you want to get to the next level, you want to become everything and do everything you ever set forth in front of yourself, hear these words and really understand what it means. Your success, your failure, your position anywhere in life, it's all on you.